According to network exit polls, John Kerry has won strong victories this evening in Missouri and Delaware, two states where the polls closed just 5 minutes ago, receiving in each case close to half the vote in those states, according to exit polls. Voting has also ended in Oklahoma, where retired General Wesley Clark is hoping for a victory. Public opinion surveys there earlier showed that General Clark, Senator Edwards, and Senator Kerry were all running about equal and running pretty strongly there. North Dakota is also holding caucuses, and the results from there will be coming in later tonight. This is All Things Considered from NPR News, and I'm Robert Siegel with Melissa Block. And the news so far is results from South Carolina, Missouri, and Delaware. Edwards the winner in South Carolina. Kerry the winner in Missouri and Delaware. We're going to go now to Missouri and to our reporter, Greg Allen, who is with Kerry supporters in St. Louis. The Missouri primary was one that seemed to be a lock for the native son, Representative Richard Gephardt. When Dick Gephardt pulled out, the state went up for grabs, and looks like John Kerry pounced on it pretty effectively.
That's right, Robert. We're here at a restaurant. It's actually kind of a church hall that's also a restaurant here, and there's about, I don't know, 20 or 30 supporters kind of coming in. They just got the news that Kerry is projected to be the winner here. But John Kerry is the one guy who came in here strong after New Hampshire, partly building on his momentum. This is the first stop he made after New Hampshire, and came in here and spent money on campaign ads, blanketed at least the two major markets, Kansas City and St. Louis areas, with ads. And as a result, with the momentum and with the ads and some endorsements, he was able to pick up a lot of support, a lot of former Gephardt supporters, as we've seen tonight.
How important do people reckon those endorsements were, actually, in Missouri?
Well, you know, we talk to people. A lot of folks talk about what happened in Iowa with Harkin's endorsement of Dean and how that didn't seem to make a difference. And so when we had former Senator Gene Carnahan and former Senator Tom Eagleton do endorsements, there was a lot of head scratching, but the one thing it did is that it got a lot of attention, a lot of media attention and voter attention, and that was just at a time when voters were trying to decide who to vote for now that their favorite son, Dick Gephardt, was out of the race.
So who campaigned in Missouri apart from Senator Kerry?
Well, really, the only other candidate besides Kerry who made a strong effort here was John Edwards. He has ads also running, or had ads running through the state, and he made two appearances. But, you know, two appearances counted as a lot, since that was the same amount that that Kerry made. And we'll see how Edwards, what his numbers turn out to be tonight. Howard Dean had actually made a strong effort here last fall, way back when. He was the only other candidate trying to challenge Dick Gephardt, had made some appearances here in the fall. But then after New Hampshire, he had no money to spend here, no staff to hire here, left it to the volunteers. And so his effort just kind of was all volunteer effort at that point. He made one appearance here.
This is the Democrats' night in Missouri. But yesterday, the Republicans put on a big rally in St. Louis.
Well, that's right. Of course, as you know, Robert, it's a Republican primary today also. And Missouri is a very important state to the Republicans, as it is to the Democrats. President Bush narrowly won Missouri 4 years ago, and they'd like to win it again this time. So yesterday, Mary Matlin was here, you know, White House advisor, along with senators from Missouri, Kit Bond and Jim Talent, and Bush's uncle, William Bucky Bush, who's running the effort here. They all had a rally in a suburb outside St. Louis telling people that they should come out to vote today because they should get in the habit of voting for George Bush because they're going to need him to come out in the fall. But as you say, it's a Democrat night, and we'll see if the Republicans can get some enthusiasm going for their candidate as well.
And what's the wisdom in Missouri as to what the most important issues are for voters there?
Well, you know, what you hear when you talk to voters and the polls as well, it's all about jobs and the economy. Missouri is fairly similar to the rest of the country in terms of the level of unemployment. There have been some layoffs here at Ford plant in St. Louis has got some attention. Sprint in the Kansas City area has been making job cuts. So jobs and the economy, what people care about, and that's what they talk about when you ask them what the issue is that they care about.
Thank you, Greg.
Certainly, Robert.
NPR's Greg Allen spending the evening with some supporters of Senator John Kerry in St. Louis. Senator Kerry, the apparent winner of the Missouri Democratic primary. John Edwards, the winner in South Carolina.